Welcome, my friends, to another recording session of Freedom Law School's weekly Freedom Hour. And tonight, I'm going to speak about a very popular topic that is on everyone's mind. And that is how you can stop the IRS from ever mailing you anything again. So since that's on the minds of a lot of people, how that may be accomplished, let's get to this video. It's a fun one, okay? So thanks for the patience of those of you who've been waiting. We had a little technical difficulties, but now we're going to go to it. And as usual, at the end of the presentation, I'll be available to answer any and all of your freedom questions about this or any other freedom topic for you. So hang in there. At the end, I will open up the broadcast to your individualized questions. So let's get to it, guys. And Bobby, get that timer going also. Let me start.
Three, two, one.
How can you stop the IRS from ever mailing you any letters again? I am Payman Mutahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I found in 1996, and I will answer that questions for you definitively in this presentation. Let's go first to this cartoon of my favorite character. This is my favorite Snoopy cartoon. There it is. Let's see. Let's do it all again. Why that's not coming up? That's funny. Look at the wrong image on my screen. Let's start again. For some reason, this is coming up versus that. Let's see. Hold on a second, folks. We have a little technical difficulty. It's not the image is not changing on my computer. No, my computer seems to be fine. It's the so I cannot the screen does not allow me to the image on the on that computer seems to be the same, but on my computer it switches. Hang in there, folks. Sorry for the technical difficulties. We'll fix it up, folks. That's the marvel of technology. Has very pluses, very minuses. Let me have my IT guy fix it. I can go to these things, but that doesn't change.
Yeah, it's because the software being used to communicate the image switch is being bogged down because Brave is sucking up too much of the computer's hardware.
Over there, okay.
So it comes back to being a Brave problem.
So at this point, I cannot show any images then? Folks, I don't want to cancel the presentation, but I do need to refer to these images in this and all presentations so you get a complete answer. So please give us a minute to see if you can figure out how to solve this problem. I'm not sure if you can put that on the screen at this point. So you trouble to try to do that. I'll give the number for you to call. I can take some questions right now before we start. The number is area code 657. Let me see if I can move this out of the way. That works for you guys. Here we go. 657-383-1755. And then press 1 on your telephone keypad, and that will let us know that you have a question. So the number to call, asking about any question, is 657-383-1755. And then push 1 on your telephone keypad, and I know you have a question, and I'll take your questions in turn. Do you have any callers there yet, Benny? We have two right now. Okay. Okay, 831 caller. I'm going to take call from 831 first. What is your first name, my friend? How did you hear about us? And then your question. Your name, my friend. Are you there?
Well, this is Frank, but no, I didn't have a question.
You have a question? Okay. And the next call is from what area code, Benny? 704. Call from America 704. What is your first name only? For privacy, only first name. How did you hear about Freedom Law School? And then your question.
Yeah, my name is Doug. And I've known for quite a while. I went down to your meeting you had there in Orlando years ago, and you had Jim Traficant was there and a few other people. It's pretty good. But my question is, are you familiar with those new laws that they're trying to push out for the cryptos? Are you familiar with what they're trying to do?
Yes, hello? I am. What they're trying to do? Yes, I am. Uh huh. Yes.
Yeah. What is that going to affect any of the type of programs you offer, or what you do, or is it all wrapped in the same thing?
No, it doesn't affect Freedom Law School at all. Whatsoever. Whatever law they pass about things, it's people playing within the IRS system. It doesn't affect in any way what the law is. That's just tinkering within the jungle of the Internal Revenue Code. We are outside of it because remember, the only people that are required by law, as published by the U.S. House of Representatives, as interpreted by the U.S. Treasury and the U.S. Supreme Court, are those people who are citizens or residents of Washington, D.C., and those who receive money, income, from performing functions of federal public office. So it doesn't matter. You change the laws of IRAs, on capital gains, corporate taxes, commissions, 1099s, whatever, cryptocurrency, all that applies only to that very small category of U.S. citizens, U.S. residents of Washington, D.C., that is, and people who get money from performing functions of federal public office. Is that, does any of that cover you?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, none of that covers me. I'm retired, and I made a tremendous amount of money with crypto. And I'm afraid, from what I'm seeing, they could possibly take half of it. But I haven't filed taxes in a few years. How is this going to affect me if I decide to join your program?
It will not affect you. You'll be protected, and you'll get, with our Royal Freedom Package, the one and only 7-year $1 million guarantee. That for a minimum of 7 years, I will not take any of your assets or belongings of any kind by any levy of any kind. And if they do, I'll reimburse you up to $1 million because I know I can keep the IRS off your back for an absolute minimum of that 7 years. So what they do with this stuff doesn't affect our program and your protection and your safety at all.
Well, what is that going to cost me, payment?
Well, the first year of Royal Freedom Package is $9,900 right now. Back in the year 2001, when it was started, it was $5,000. Next year, it's going to go up to $11,000. And the second year each thereafter, right now, is $4,500. Used to be $2,000. And next year, it's going to go up again to $5,000. But for younger people, of course, less. But that's for age 35 and older. Younger people pay less, depending on their age.
All right. I'm 65, so I'll probably pay the max, right?
Right. You pay the standard normal.
I haven't cashed it, so it isn't like I got oodles of cash. I can get it anytime. I'm going to wait and see how this next month or so before I do any cashing out. My next question is, do you have to have it all up front in one shot?
Well, not necessarily. You don't have to. If you need to make payment plans, we do work with people. Because a lot of people, you know, they don't make that much money or don't have that much savings and investments. So I allow people who have low income or very low savings to do that, you know. And however, when you do that, you do not get the full benefit of the program up front. You get the pieces of as you pay. And in your situation, like you said, since you have plenty of crypto, there's no benefit from not paid off right up front at one time, and doing payment plan will not benefit you.
Right. Well, I want to be paid up by the time tax season comes out, but I want to at least get the material and make sure I understand what it's all about. Do you take just cash or do you take crypto too?
Freedom Law School takes cash or crypto. At this time, Freedom Law School takes Bitcoin, Ethereum, Monero, and we're going to be accepting crypto cash pretty soon as well. Those are the four cryptocurrencies at this time that we accept, besides good old Federal Reserve notes. And we accept gold also, by the way, gold coins.
Okay. Hey, you're missing out. You should have got into ADA, Cardano.
You're all these cryptocurrencies now, we want to be bitcoins, but you know, to be honest with you, I got into it only 8 months ago, 9 months ago, crypto. What did you get into cryptocurrency, by the way, Doug?
What's that?
How long ago did you get into cryptocurrency? How many years
ago? I bought back in 2017.
Oh.
I bought a lot.
4 years. So you were 3 years ahead of me.
I've been holding for 3 years, but I bought it was in the pennies.
Yeah.
But I'm very nervous about what's going on here with tax. These people are crazy. I mean, I can't believe what these people are coming out with. I've been thinking of all kinds of scenarios I might have to do, like move out of the country, get a foreign, I don't know, just all kinds of stuff has been coming my way. But is it a possibility to make a time to speak to you personally down in Florida? Because I'd rather go over figures and stuff like that down there. I don't like doing it over the phone.
No, I agree with you. Personal, one-on-one, face-to-face conversation is always best. I prefer that myself. And most often, however, I do end up doing it by telephone because it's simply too inconvenient for people across America to travel to Florida to meet with me. But if you can and willing to come over and meet with me, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
We could do it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
The way I do that, but, yes, sir?
I have a place in Florida, but I'm up in North Carolina right now. And I'd like to meet you in the next 2 weeks.
No problem. Just call our office.
I do just... Fine. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I just call the lady there and make an appointment and see if they can get me in?
Yeah, call. Yeah, if you want to. So basically the way I do that, remember, Doug, there's no pressure. You can take your time, investigate all you need, ask all the questions that you want to ask, watch all the videos that would answer your question, read all the material on our website and the laws that help you understand everything so you do your homework. When I meet with people, basically I charge them for my time. $600 an hour. The first hour is discounted to $300. Now, when you come, we might meet for an hour, maybe 40 minutes, maybe 2 hours. I don't know. But the rates would apply. However, if you decide to become a member and get the Royal Freedom Package, it makes no difference. You just sign up for the program and you get unlimited consultation anyhow.
Okay.
So that's not an issue. Okay. And if you decide to I just want to pay for my consultation and think about it some more another week or a month and join up. You know, you could do that too. I give people 2 weeks within the consultation to join and get credit for the conversation that we did. But yeah, do your homework, ask all the questions you want, my friend.
Yeah, well, I've been looking at you for quite a while, but now I really see a need for it. I don't know what's going to happen in the future here with this administration. It's just crazy. That's good, Payman. I'm good. I'll call the office and we'll make a time.
Yep, no problem. That sounds good, Doug.
Yeah.
And
right.
I'll remember you, that trafficant, you know, that trafficant.
Jim Trafficant. Yeah. Yeah, I was there.
What?
You had all the big guns were there then. You had a lot of people were there. Really, I mean, the attorneys were there that were with Sherry Jackson. He was there. It was an awesome thing. It was an awesome event.
Yeah, but people are not coming to live events like they used to. That's the only thing. You know, everything's online.
When I saw the amount of the type of people you had there and the quality of the people and saw how few people went, I'm like, what the heck? I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I know.
Getting all those people in one shot, in one meeting, is incredible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah,
that's
amazing.
Our big challenge, to help people find us. They don't even know we exist. You know, people
well,
say no.
Well, sometimes that might be good.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's good. I'm just...
Yep.
All right, Payman, I can't wait to talk to you.
Likewise. Look forward to it also, Doug. Okay, do you have any other calls? Do we have the system fixed up, the computer issue?
I don't believe it's fully fixed. If you try to transition the screen to...
Let's see if it works. No, it still does the transition to... doesn't do that yet.
So I'll have to fix that by shutting down the broadcasting.
Okay.
And restart it.
Okay, guys, listen, we're going to have to fix this, shut down the broadcast, and in a few minutes to restart it. So maybe about 5 minutes perhaps at most, I was guessing, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be cut off, but come back in a few minutes, okay? Because we're going to get this thing fixed up, hopefully, and we should start again. So don't go away just because we're disconnecting. Okay, no, check back in just a few minutes. Okay. All right, I'll be back. Okay. All right. Meanwhile, I'm going to get a little lemon lime in this water. It's affecting my voice. I need a little bit of hydration. All right, go ahead and do what you got to do. I'll be back.
How many other questions do we have, maybe, by the way?
We have two more.
Those guys do another coffee. They're hanging there.
That phone number I'm always got to be.
Okay.
Here.
Ready? Hey, you're just coming right now. I'm pulling in some notes.
Oh, I finished the...
Okay, my friends, thank you very much for your patience. We're going to restart the program right now while everybody else rejoins. I'm going to take one more question from someone who's waiting to get the question answered, and then we'll go with the topic of how you can stop the IRS from ever mailing you again. So what area code is the caller from? 973 Please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Valentine, my first name.
Alan?
Valentine.
Oh, Valentine. Okay, yes, Valentine. And how did you hear about Freedom Law School, my friend?
Surfing the internet in search for the answer how to avoid paying taxes ideally at all, or at least get IRS off my back, because first they sent me CP 2000 or 2001 form. For the deficiency in the taxes, I filed 2019, get that, 2019, and they sent me this year. And I didn't know at that time when I was communicating with IRS trying to resolve the issue by offering the installment program and send all the paperwork for that, but seemed to me that they either didn't get or there is like a huge screwed up overall in that organization. And they sent me today the deficiency note with the bigger sum because apparently they jack it up by type of how do you call it? English is not my native. By adding the like some extra money for the time we're supposed to get this issue resolved by July 20th or something like that, and I'm not sure what is the deal, why they didn't get my installment. Anyway, the deficiency is now and the amount is bigger. So my question is, what should I do to prevent that, A, from acquiring more fees, like delinquency fees. Yes, that was what we were looking for. They probably check up my delinquency fees. And ideally, how would I prevent to deal with this fraudulent organization, from what I'm understanding more and more?
Well, I don't have a quick, easy answer for you, because I need to see what you filed with the IRS, what you tried to file the IRS, what those documents said, and what the response or responses IRS gave to you, and then take it from there. I'm afraid your descriptions on the phone, as well-meaning as they are, it is no different than you calling the doctor on the phone. Hey, doctor, I got this back pain. Then my neck had this problem, and my eye twitched, then my back bothered me. What do I do to fix it? What would the doctor tell you? Well, I got to examine you. So I got to examine all this documentation, my friend. You probably want to do a private paid consultation so I can go through all that with you slowly, carefully. Explain what you got, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, I will tell you what your options are. A, B, C. You always have options. Some are not good. Some are very good. Okay? And then I'll explain to you each of your options, costs, benefits, and risks. So the best way to move forward will become very clear for you. But I got to evaluate everything in my hands first and speaking with you about the situation in combination. Okay? Call Freedom Law School. You have our phone number on our website, right? You want to put our number on the screen for everybody to see, especially for Valentine. And on our website, we have a page on how to do consultations. In fact, I'll bring to you really quickly. If you go to livefreenow.org, our website, under homepage, there is a Get Quick Help tab. You click on that, and that explains, how we can help you with the IRS issues you got. And our phone number is on the top left of our website for the very reason that you can easily find a number to call us, not just on our contact us page. It's right there. Okay, Valentine?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Do you have any other calls I can handle right now before I go to the topic? Number from area code, call from area code 865. What is your first name? I heard about Freedom Law School. And then your question, my friend.
Hi, Paymon. This is Mario. I've heard of the Freedom Law School through online, I guess.
Okay. And how can I help
through
you?
Through Earl Schiff. Originally Earl Schiff's book, but anyway, online.
Oh, okay. When did you read Urban Schiff's book, by the way?
I snagged one on eBay, a year or two ago.
Okay, very good. And how may I help you, Mario?
So, quick question. I am handing a lot of your information packages out to my friends and family. I ordered a bunch of them. I don't know if you remember. But my question tonight is, as a consultant, I keep getting asked, obviously to fill out an IRS form. I don't fill out any IRS forms, okay? So as a consultant, how would I relate that information to my client?
I'm not sure what your clients are asking for any IRS stuff. What kind of consultation do you do?
I build things. I do custom welding and fabrication. So I build specialty niche, proprietary type things for people in the industry. So they pay me as a service, I guess. I provide a service for them.
Okay. So you get paid at an independent contractor, right?
Correct.
Well, that's one of the reasons with the Royal Freedom Package, I include any and all issues. Not just with the IRS, but also with third parties who want to have you fill out these IRS forms that you should not have to fill out with them in the first place.
Because I don't qualify. I'm not,
You know what? Sorry?
I don't qualify. I'm not a worker for the government, you know, under
that's
the
right.
law.
You don't
owe yeah.
tax at all. But they don't understand that. They
correct.
Assume every American they do contract with and they pay more than $600 per year. They must
right.
get a W-9 from you and send out a 1099 snitch form to the IRS. I understand that. But we'll take care of all that for you, my friend, when you join our Royal Freedom Packet, Mario.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Pema.
Okay. You're welcome, my friend.
Be blessed. Appreciate it.
Same with you, my friend. Any other questions before I go to the no? Okay. You know, have fun with this topic because I love – this is my favorite Snoopy cartoon, okay? So let's get ready. Let me test out the system, make sure it's good, folks. It works. Yay, it works. Cool. All right, let's do it. Let's start a timer again, and then we can start the presentation as well. I'm waiting for my technician to say go. Okay. But this is not going to be a very long topic. It's relatively a shorter topic to cover. Okay. And one of the things I'll be doing in this topic, refer you to other videos that will give more fuller answers to some of these questions. So that helps. How can you stop the IRS from ever mailing you any letters again? I am Peyman Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I founded in 1996, and I will answer that question for you in this presentation. Let's go to my screen first to this Snoopy cartoon I have here. This is what everybody's looking for. Snoopy is typing a letter to the IRS. Dear IRS, next frame, what do I want to tell you? Third frame, I'm writing to you to cancel my subscription. And the fourth one says, please remove my name from your mailing list. That's fantastic. That's the idea. That's all we all of us want that. Now, let me share something interesting about that to you, folks. I was on the phone with the IRS because they stole over $100,000 from this guy's money. I'm trying to help him out. And the voice on the system of the IRS says, we are right now helping other customers. We'll get to you shortly in the order of the calls received. And so he was thinking the same thing. IRS, you call me a customer. Okay. Well, thank you. But I no longer want to do business with you. And I don't want to be your customer anymore. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. You go do your thing. And I'll go my thing. Bye-bye. But somehow, the IRS doesn't want to do that. They insist you must be a customer. Okay. So what do we do about that? How do we handle this issue? Here's the answer, folks, okay? You got to go to Freedom Law School's front page of our website at livefreenow.org. That is your starting point, okay? And you'll see Freedom Law School has been saying for a long time that there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax, okay? And below that, you see this video that's 9 minutes long that will show that to you. You click on a play, and not only it plays, it'll give you explanation of this issue, but at the end of that, automatically puts you into playlist of five other short videos. The box at the top right of this video you'll see comes up is that on the top left is the longer full presentation of this topic which basically shows you this, folks. I'm going to tell you what it is. Only people by law, federal law required to file and pay federal income tax, are those who are citizens or residents of District of Columbia, otherwise known as Washington, D.C., or anyone who performs the functions of federal public office, like postal workers, bureaucrats, soldiers, and so forth. Rest of you don't owe any income tax. If you get a little small VA pension, you income tax on that, but not on everything else that you make. So in these videos, you'll see that explained to you very simply and thoroughly, folks. You want to watch those, okay? And, of course, now, the other thing important, folks, for you to do is to avoid the common mistakes that most patriots make, most freedom seekers make out there, okay? And folks, the answer to your question is this, folks. Can you ever tell your neighbor, hey, you could never write a letter to me again? No. Unless you go get a court order injunction to stop him because he's a threat to your life, you cannot tell anybody not to ever be able to write to you again. Okay? They can try. You can ignore them, but you cannot stop them from ever writing to you again. So the quick answer to your question is no. Unfortunately, as much as we all would love for the IRS to take us off their mailing list, as you see Snoopy once, you and I, nobody can do that. That's not realistic. What is realistic, what you can do, is to know how to handle them and beat them and don't fall for their traps, their deception. You see, like I said, you'll understand in videos that no law requires you to file income tax. This video explains to you very fully, okay? And what you want to do on our YouTube channel, go watch this video called Avoid the Most Common Mistakes of Patriots Who Do Not File 1040 Income Tax Confession Forms. There's a short version of that and a longer version of this video. And guess what, folks? The most common mistakes people make is this. Number one, following baseless patriot mythologies on the internet. Not knowing about the Anti-Injunction Act that severely limits your ability to challenge the IRS. Not recognizing the courts are a key part of the crooked common system. And number three, probably is one of the most important things. Number four, not sending the IRS your change of address so that you can timely challenge IRS of action. Yes, they can write you, but you must give them your address because they act on a default basis that if you don't get the letter, you had your chance, your fault. But if you give them your address, they screw it up, send it to the wrong address, it's their fault. So unfortunately, you have to give them your address by certified mail, keep proof of the copy of the letter, and the certified mailing. But now you can challenge them. And what you need to know, which your law school teaches, is, you know, knowing the due process of law. Number five, due process of law rights and procedures to lawfully challenge IRS actions. Folks, that is what all these TurboTax, Liberty Tax, HR Block, bookkeepers, accountants, CPAs do not know. They have no idea how to challenge the IRS. The legal procedure, they do not know. Tax lawyers, they know, but they're way too expensive, and they don't even know as much as Freedom Law School does. Okay? Best thing you can do is simply to stop filing those 1040 tax confession forms. Why? I will show you why. Because if you go on the education materials on our website and you see dangers of filing 1040 income tax returns, okay, you want to read this page why your chances of going to prison are much more than being hit by lightning. That's right. You don't go worry about being hit by lightning. And falling is a very dangerous thing. Not falling is safe. These forms are under penalty of perjury, under oath, the 1040 form, and even a tax court judge. Like you see her picture here, Judge Krupa. She could not avoid prison time because she religiously filed and paid on a 1040 confession forms every year. What you can do is stop putting the rope around your neck and put it on the ledge and hoping the IRS will not find your rope or pull and audit you, harass you, try to put you in prison for mistakes you or your accountant, CPA, or TurboTax made. Okay? So you don't want to file those confession forms. That's the number one thing. Okay? Now, you understand something else about the IRS, folks. It's propaganda. Way back, you see, in 1943, here's a Walt Disney cartoon, Spirit of 43, was written to deceive you into filing 1040 tax confession forms. This is on Freedom Law School's YouTube channel called Spirit of 43. Yes. In fact, they have another one called The New Spirit by Donald Duck as well. Okay? Why they do that? Because they knew there's no law requiring you to file income tax. People in 1940 still knew they're not required to file a pay income tax, a lot of people. But they misuse your patriotism against you to enslave you. That is what they did. Now they're enslaved the people. It's time to free you. People are enslaved in masses, they say, but are freed one by one. It is your turn to be free. When you go to our website, folks, then you'll see there is this page under education materials called the IRS is mostly bluff. And there really are. There's two videos you have to watch. Not only legally you're not required to file income tax, IRS is bluff anyways. And on these two videos on this page, that you see, I cover this issue in more detail. Here's a couple of snippets of that, okay? IRS, folks, is really a paper tiger, okay? And really, IRS needs some new computers. This is in 2018. Not only need new computers, individual master file is the oldest information technology system in government. The oldest. They are literally falling apart. And this Communist ProPublica organization complains the IRS was gutted. IRS is not the IRS of 1960s and 70s that it used to be. Okay? And guess what? The IRS is going down fast. That's right. The number of non-filers they go after is going less. Look at the chart on the left. From 2.3 million to 360,000. From 2010 to 2017. From 2.3 million people per year, they're going down to under 360,000 a year. And the corona hoax hysteria, cut the heads of the IRS off. Required social distancing, you know, requirements, they cannot get the job done. They don't answer their phones anymore. Really. You know, I had our accountants say we're waiting for months for our people to get a simple refund on a 1040 form. Months on a simple refund of the tax return was filed. IRS's 800 number, you hang on to it for 2 hours, and then they automatically hang up on you without ever answering your call. They're not the big powerful agency that the media pretends that they are in your mind, folks. It's all a hoax. Just like the Trump-Russia conspiracy hoax. Just like Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. IRS is not a big, all-powerful God sees you're going to get you if you don't file. on the 1040 confession form and admit that you owe the IRS money. Now, there's 63 million non-filers back in 1996, according to the IRS. So, folks, you want to watch these videos. The IRS is a paper tiger is another good one. And, folks, and then what you want to do is this, folks. If you go to our website on the top right, you see petitions. And this is key, because when you write these petitions to U.S. congressmen, you will lawfully free yourself from IRS deception and then IRS robbery. Yes, this is it. These petitions, you, which are free, I'm not charging anything for them. The letters are written, addressed to all your three congressmen. You need to do that part. We'll help you on our website. Cite the law. Why 99% of Americans like you are not required to file and pay federal income tax. The law is listed in the letter from the U.S. House of Representatives, U.S. Treasury regulations, and the Supreme Court. If you're wrong, they're supposed to tell you, and they can't. And that is your ticket to freedom, because they cannot refute you. The law is on your side. Look. So what you do on this page of petitions, you go down, okay? And you see, watch this video about it, okay? Explains it to you, why you should write Congress and be free yourself on income tax, right? And at the bottom of this page is four petitions right now. There's more coming. Start from the bottom left. The first one is on individual income tax. The second one is on tax withholding to stop that and other topics. When you open these up, folks, these petitions, like income tax, here it is. How can I lawfully free myself from filing and paying U.S. income taxes? You go down and you see the petition right here. The form is right here. The green goes in and out. You go below that is instructions. Watch the video. I guarantee you will not go to prison if you follow the law. Follow the law, I'll show you, and you'll be free, guaranteed. Watch this video here, folks, okay? Don't have to be afraid of the IRS. You'll be free. The instructions are here, but you should read those instructions, but I'm going to show you that the form is here on the top. You see it? And bingo, here's the form. The letter is here. Example. I'm going to zoom in on this. And these letters, folks, like I'm showing you, we quote the law exactly as on the government's own official websites. Yep. So that's what you get here. Okay. And then at this letters, after citing listing the laws, all listed at the end of the letter. And here it is. Folks, this is nice, big print, easy to read, to educate you. First, you got to educate yourself and then your congressman, okay? And here it is. The laws are attached and listed at the end of the letter. And all these court cases and laws are attached. And the relevant language, highlighted. This is from the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws, Section 1. All these things are there. So, folks, this is out. Absolutely dummy-proof way for free. You can free yourself of income tax. You're asking Congress to stop the crooked IRS, crooked lawyers of the U.S. Department of Injustice, and double-crooked judges who knowingly and deliberately ignore the law. Ignore the plain language of the Internal Revenue Code. That's the federal tax laws right here. Yes. This book with all the tiny font, tissue thin paper, they misapply it to enslave you. And you ask the congressman to stop them. And they can stop them. Congress has the power to get rid of all these crooks. And otherwise, if you're wrong, you ask your congressman to correct you. Guess what? They cannot correct you. They never do correct you because you got the law from government's own websites, official versions of the law. I mean, after why the law published. So we follow it. The law is not what your lawyer says, your CPA, accountant, bookkeeper, or TurboTax says, okay, or what some judge says, or some IRS agent says, or IRS letter says. Or agent on the phone tells you, IRS agent, or in person. They don't make the law. The law, federal law, tax law, is written by Congress of the United States. You go follow that and the regulations of the U.S. Treasury Department and as interpreted by the U.S. Supreme Court. That's the law. And that's what you should follow. And if you're wrong, they should tell you and they can't. And that's it, folks. That's how you get them to leave you alone because you got your act together. Some people tell me, Payman, I don't want to lawyer up, learn all this stuff like you. Okay, you don't have to. We will help you. Your law school will be there to back you up if that's what you want. I put as much of this stuff for free to do it yourself. But if you want Freedom Law School to back you up, that's a choice available to you. Let me tell you about that. And you go to our website, on their homepage, under Courses and Packages, you see the Royal Freedom Package, where Freedom Law School will help you lawfully and safely stop filing and paying income tax with a 7-year $1 million guarantee, which means if the IRS wants to, I'll guarantee you with this program, if you join it, the IRS will not take any of your money or assets by levy, bank account, paycheck, home, completely safe. Minimum of 7 years, otherwise Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million. Nobody, no one on the universe has anything even close to that IRA cloud guarantee of this. And with the 20-year-old track record this program has, the Royal Freedom Package is 20 years old. It started in 2001. And the cost of the program could be as low as $500 a year for young people. It goes up, okay? So all the details are there. You can check it out in more detail. And let me tell you something else, folks. We allow payment plans. Under 35 people pay lower, over 35 people standard rate. We work with you. Money is not the object for us. We'll make the money because we got the track record of success. I want to make sure that every one of you can be free. You can take advantage of our free petitions, get the program in full or payment plan, or better yet, folks, you can get paid good money up to $5,000 cash. Tax-free for referring people to Freedom Law School. You go to the front page of Freedom Law School's website, and you go down a little bit below the 7-year $1 million guarantee video, okay, you will see opportunity plan. You can get paid up to $5,000 cash. So those of you at low income, don't despair. Your poverty days, your low-income days are over. Yes, you've been looking for an opportunity to make money and release stress, financial stress, not cannot pay your bills on time, your credit card statements. Now you're a nicer home, kind of afford better food, nicer stuff, vacation. You can do it now because I want to pay you up to $5,000 cash for every referral you can make to Freedom Law School. And that could pay for your own membership as well, of course. That's no problem. Y'all want to put cash in your pocket so you don't have to go flipping hamburgers or some other little menial job. Have fun. So, by my answer to your questions, folks, remember, is this. Here's Snoopy. No, you cannot get off the mail list as Snoopy wishes. But it doesn't matter. You can beat them anyways. you can live free anyways of the IRS. The letters of the IRS are mostly, 99% of IRS letters, folks, do you know that? They're dumb computer-generated letters which are printed en masse by computers and mailed out by the millions. They're not like somebody there watching you say, hey, look at this. Hey, Doug, give me file paying income tax for several years. Hey, guys, David, Rodney, Steve, let's go get Doug. Don't do that. It's all computer-generated, folks. It's all a hoax. So it doesn't matter if they send these junk mail to you. You can just ignore most of the IRS letters, period. A few of them are legal, important legally. Consider challenging them. But Freedom Law knows what those are and can help you with all that as well. So with that, folks, I've given you tools for freedom. But I cannot choose freedom for you. Only you have the power to set yourself free. You have to make the choice. You used to be, just like I was a long time ago, ignorant, deceived, afraid of the IRS and a satanic system. IRS, it's really satanic. It really is, folks. Central Earthly Authority steals your money and wastes it in the corrupt ways that they want. Wars and destruction and everything. Now, you're no longer ignorant. You love the truth. Found the truth. God wants us to love the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It is freeing you. The tools are there on our website at livefreenow.org. Remember, go to livefreenow.org, folks. There's so much there. Go under Education Materials tab, folks, on our website, and go through that material there on the Education Materials. Okay, right there. Okay, educate yourself to freedom. Okay? You got to make the choice. You got to turn the key. The tools are there. The key is there, but you got to turn it. So I want to give you this to my friends. I love you. I do all this work because I love you. I want you to have the opportunity to enjoy your life by not being robbed of hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars in your lifetime. Don't have to stress about money, can't afford food, good cars, good home, paying your bills on time, late fees on the credit cards. I want you to be able to enjoy your life. Live and let live. That's what we all want. And you got to make the choice. So I invite you to choose freedom. Go to our website, study this material, and any questions, call us. If you have trouble navigating our website, call Freedom Law School. The number's on your screen, 813-444-4800. All of there, we're happy to guide you through our website and help educate you for yourself. So with that, I give you my love and hope that you make the right choice and choose freedom. Okay, let's go now to question and answers one more time. Just put the call number on the screen one more time. Because you have questions. And does anybody have any questions on that number? Let's put the call number on the screen. 657-383-1755. Okay, the number again is 657-383-1755. You have a question? What? Don't have any? No new question. Okay, all right. Let me see. How about any online from YouTube and Facebook questions? Okay. Your question has been answered. By the way, next Thursday night is going to be a recorded broadcast. I'm going to be in Salt Lake City speaking at the event. What's the name of the event? The website? Can you guys give me that to tell people? I got to announce that at least at Salt Lake City. Okay. So I'm going to be doing a recording program. Okay. Let's see here. Can you guys get that information to me? Okay. It's in Salt Lake City. So, where is that information? Do we have it, guys? I want to announce everybody the events. Everybody can go to it. Okay. Let me see if I can look it up myself. UTSummit.com. Thank you. UTSummit.com. Yes. So if you guys want to be able to get the chance to meet me in person, here it is. UTSummit.com. Okay. Friday, October 1st. I'll be there. You see my picture on the right side with a beard, along with other speakers there. You see them. Okay. And guess what? Yours truly. I'm the only speaker that's going to speak there two different times, okay, because they know this income tax information is so important that they're going to give you two bites of education from Freedom Law School for you directly. So it's very affordable to be there, folks, at this event. Go there, be there, folks, and sign up. You're still getting your tickets. It's going to be at the university out there. So with that, folks, I give you my best, my love, and I hope you choose love, truth, freedom, prosperity, and happiness.